Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 1st, 2023. Happy 4th of July to everyone. How fortunate we are to live in the most wonderful country in the world and to have our independence and freedom. Campers at Camp Courageous this week will be celebrating all week. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week has been an interesting one. No 2 days are ever the same at Camp Courageous. As soon as Camp Courageous received word that the air quality was not safe to breathe due to the Canadian wildfires, all outside activities were canceled and everyone came inside. Camp Courageous is so fortunate to have a beautiful indoor pool, gym, bowling area, gaming area, a barn, a lodge, arts and crafts, and so much more. So it was just kind of like a normal day, but we just didn't have anyone outside. At the same time, just a reminder to folks, is Camp Courageous is always available to give tours of the facilities, and likewise, we will come to you with a program on Camp Courageous at any time. We had the Ellen Kennedy Senior Living folks from Dyersville here for a tour and a video, and as soon as we received word, that was canceled, and we took all those folks in their bus and toured them throughout Camp Courageous in their air-conditioned bus. This past week, Camp Courageous hosted day camps, including campers that are involved in the Iowa Education Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. This new partnership has added many new campers for the first time here at Camp Courageous, and it's been a really good week. Campers, this coming week will be heading off to the Monticello's 4th of July parade, where some will be watching and some will be actually participating in the camp's hay wagon in the parade. Then they'll come back to camp for just a little bit of a break, a little rest time and a meal. And then 4th of July evening, they'll be heading over to Cascade for an evening of fireworks. They'll be cooking out hot dogs and hamburgers and just having a wonderful 4th of July. Camp Courageous was thrilled to have Jim Tyson from Dubuque visit camp this past week. He was a rock star here at Camp Courageous. Had some great pictures of Jim surrounded by all the campers, and Jim was in tears throughout his visit. Jim Tyson has been involved in Camp Courageous for decades, and many fond memories of Jim Tyson and Leo Grieco together coming and visiting camp and having some great times. Camp Courageous is humbled to be in Jim Tyson's circle of friends for decades, and we wish Jim continued good health and happiness as he has brought so much happiness and joy to others. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, had their volunteers come up with a great idea. They're going to have Christmas in July. The festive event scheduled for the entire month of July will showcase an array of holiday decorations, lights, trees, clothing, and other items. Volunteers are already working on displays for the Christmas in July, so please check them out. The Manchester Garage Sale is located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. The sale will be closed on Tuesday, July 4th for, of course, the holiday. It was an honor to have the largest American Legion post in Iowa, the Marion Post number 298, present all new flags for the camp's Mainliner Memorial Park area. Each existing flag was properly lowered, with the new flag properly raised. It was a very patriotic and heartwarming ceremony. The Post individually and as a group have been involved with the camp for decades. They look forward to continuing to keep our flags there looking very, very nice. They also talked about coming out and having a little ball game with our campers, so we're looking forward to that. Great group of individuals. We appreciate all that they've done for so many people. The first publicly available fast level 3 electric vehicle charger in Jones County has been installed here at Camp Courageous. This is a 50 kilowatt charging station available to the public 24/7. It was made possible by funding from New Leader Manufacturing and their commitment to sustainability projects. The new station makes Camp Courageous a destination for those looking for a fast EV charging option. New Leader Manufacturing has been giving back to this area and to Camp Courageous for years. In 2019, they formalized a giving campaign called Spreading the Good. Through this program, New Leader Manufacturing assists with events, programming, and equipment that have an impact on a community. New Leader Manufacturing is passionate about all of the amazing nonprofits like Camp Courageous. The station has already been used by several visitors from all over the area. A lot of times they'll come and they'll watch the camp video, do a little tour of the camp while they're waiting the few minutes to have their vehicle charged. A lot of that electricity for that charger comes from Camp Courageous's multiple solar panel arrays. Camp Courageous's need of the week is Ziploc pill pouches. These are smaller size bags that are perfect size for medications for when campers are out on activities. We hope that you'll consider a donation. They're clear Ziploc bags. They come in packs of 400 and they're about $8.50. You can see that at Camp's Amazon wish list. And lastly, for over three decades, Mike and Nan Marlin have been actively involved in Camp Courageous. They were close and dear friends of board members Jim and Mary Klinger and Larry and Judy Grieco. Mike recently passed away at the age of 81. An incredible patriot. He was in the Air Force. He was with the DCI in the state of Iowa. He was a private investigator. Just a great person. Our sympathy goes out to his wife of 59 years, Nan, and children Jeff and Kara, and the whole family and friends. Mike hoped that his memorials could go to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Happy 4th of July. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous this year. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.